We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jason Parsons Show on Cody YLK News Radio.
All right, voice is hanging on pretty good so far. If you have any questions during this upcoming segment here, 570-883-0098. I'm trying to get to as many of them as possible, but I want to get a better understanding from his perspective. He being former Scranton mayoral candidate Gary St. Floyd. The pleasure of having him in studio during the election. He joins me again this morning. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Now, I saw this story over the weekend. I saw it yesterday when it came out, and you were the lead plaintiff in the suit. Was it against the city? Is that how it worked here? Just against the city? Explain to everyone what this is, because I'll be honest, there's a lot of moving parts in this, and my brain, it's like a ping pong balls in my head. I'm trying to figure out the good, the bad, and the potentially ugly or positive that's going to come from this.
Okay, no problem. It's not your fault. This case has been going on for almost about 3 years, so there's a lot of backstory. It concerns an ordinance called Act 511, where it's a state law that puts a cap on how much taxes can be collected on the local level. And these are all taxes outside of property taxes. Now, that cap is based on property values. If property values decline, the cap must be lowered, meaning that the city or municipality is supposed to lower their taxes because the people are getting poorer. Scranton has been overtaxing the people past the cap for years, and now the judge has ruled in our favor, saying that, yes, this is the case.
So, and essentially, the judge ruled essentially that about $10 million a year they've been charging the residents of Scranton $10 million too much in their taxes.
That is correct.
And you've been fighting this for 3 years. Now, what exactly does this mean practically? I mean, there's going to be appeals, but let's just say this was the final word. What would the city of Scranton have to do to fix this? And obviously, there's not enough money there, if I had to guess, not enough money just to cut checks to refund people.
No. So part of the judgment is that they would have to set aside $50 million. They would not be able to collect any local taxes for the next year. Then going forward, they would have to lower their taxes to be in accordance with the cap.
Now, if they don't collect taxes, how does that affect operations? Because it just sounds dicey.
Well, here's the thing, right? So as the judge stated in his opinion, the legislators who created this law had it in mind that there bears a relationship between taxes and property values. How can you increase your taxes if the property values are declining? This is an indication that there's poor governance, there's poor economics, there's things that's going on in the society and locale. It's the government's responsibility to manage its budgets the same way that every household in this country has to do every night. Therefore, I find it strange when the government wants to play a victim and claim that as professionals, as paid people who are, you know, paid or elected to perform a task are incapable of doing so to the point where they must break the law.
So, and the judge basically ruled that in your favor. For anyone who's listening going, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, you fought this. It was like 3 years this has been going on.
Yeah, just about.
And the judge came back and said, yeah, he's right. You can't do this. Somebody texted, a couple of people texted, actually, I think it's the same number. One person texted and said, you're now responsible for bankrupting the city. Now, have you heard this argument before?
Well, that's like saying that, you know, if you speed and get into a car accident, they say, like, it's the car that got you in trouble. You know, I did not make these decisions. I didn't make the law. I did not break the law. I did not excessively tax. I didn't mismanage the budget. I didn't renegotiate the contracts if that's necessary to make the proper adjustments to reflect the economic realities of the city. I didn't do anything. All I did was hold a mirror to the situation and expose the situation that this is illegal, and this should be an indication that serious things need to be done. Why does the city have 50% of the police department on disability? You know, why does it have 58% of fire department on disability? This goes against Act 534, where if people are receiving workman's comp and they're not disabled, that can be adjusted. And worst case scenario, obviously the city is functioning insolvent right now because of this judgment. Go to the unions, make your proper adjustments, move forward, lower the taxes, give the people some breathing room so they have more disposable income. This is what drives the economy, spending. We need businesses to come into the city. We need people to spend. We need people to buy homes, improve their homes. They're not going to do that if they can't have the money to do so because it's going to excessive taxation.
What do you see if this is upheld? And again, it's going to be appealed. All indications are the city is going to appeal it, and this could be another couple of years here.
If the city appeals, I think the people of Scranton should be furious because not only are they excessively taxing you, which the judge already proved, they're trying to take tax dollars to fight their right to excessively tax you. And to me, that's heinous. It's almost like someone who committed a crime. Everyone knows it's true. He's guilty or she's guilty, et cetera. But instead of owning up to it and doing what's necessary, they're trying to prolong the situation, which will only make it worse.
Gotcha.
Appealing, what would the appeal do? What would the appellate courts think? What would the Supreme Court think? In fact, it was a Supreme Court judgment that we cited in our case in order to prove it. So if it went all the way to Supreme Court, all they're doing is prolong the inevitable. Deal with the situations. This is what adults do.
Yeah. How is this going to affect day-to-day operations of the city? How is it? Do you think this is going to affect? Again, the appeals throw all this into limbo. Nothing's going to happen overnight. But let's just say the appeals didn't happen. And again, should residents expect checks in the next year as opposed to paying tax bills? Should is this going to affect the new mayor, Paige Cognetti, when she takes office? How is this going to affect what she may or may not have already planned on doing?
Well, it definitely affects because there's functionally a $50 million hole in the budget, right? The budget last year, I believe, was about $110 million. So we can give or take that's going to be the approximate budget going forward.
Right.
And now the budget will be cut in half by $50 million. What should they do with this situation? Well, there are different options. I find it strange how in the private sector, if this was to happen, they'll just deal with it. So they'll make the proper adjustments. They'll do the research and do the feasibility studies and do what's necessary. But somehow governments, it's a pretense. They're pretending that they can't do anything about it. And that's not true. You have two choices right now. You can cut spending and manage the budget according to state law to reflect the economic realities. The city's not doing well. If someone's not doing well, a company's not doing well, a city's not doing well, you can't increase costs on an economy that's not doing well. That's counterintuitive. Or the worst case scenario is that they were going to either out of receivership or bankruptcy. Now, I'm not saying they should do that. I think they should negotiate and go into the budget, make proper cuts and make proper adjustments. You know, myself and my lawyer, we're willing to advise the city on this and lend our services, to Paige Cognetti and to the administration. We're not here to make things worse for the people of Scranton. We did this because we want things to be better.
And bankruptcy, I know when you're a kid, you hear about bankruptcy. It sounds like the worst thing. But I know people have used bankruptcy. Businesses use it all the time to help restructure,
absolutely,
refinance, get things going to erase some debt. Do you think that is the avenue they should go? Or do you feel like, actually, I mean, based on a couple of the texts that have come in, there seems to be no other option. Do you feel like there are other options than at least approaching the discussion of bankruptcy?
Absolutely. There are fundamentally two options. What they can say is that, one, when we renegotiate contracts, we need to bring the budget to reflect economic realities. I said last time that Scranton is a similar size of Bethlehem. Bethlehem's budget is roughly $78 million. Scranton's budget is $110 million. Why is it $32 million more, $28 million more to run the city? So therefore, there's evidence that they can run the city at a lower budget. Do what is necessary in order to achieve that. Now, that fails. If the unions or the government employees refuse, then you need to go to arbitration, which is what bankruptcy is. Bankruptcy is an arbitrator where a third party, the federal judge, sits there, looks at the situation objectively, and says, this is what needs to be done. We're not talking about what might need to be done, what could be done, what should be done, what is absolutely necessary. And this is where we've gone. The city of Scranton or the government of Scranton wants to pretend that there's other alternatives, that they continue to kick the can down the road as houses destroy and lose value, as home equities plunge, as businesses flee the city, and they can continue to do so. That's not possible. It doesn't work that way. This is why we're in a situation we are now. We need to deal with the reality, deal with it, and move forward. This is how things get better. This is what adults do.
If it was all under your control, Paige Cognetti says, oh, I'm done. I didn't sign up for this. I mean, she did, but this is all fantasy. She says this, Gary, here you go. Key to the city. You're the mayor. Now, how long do you think it takes before the city is in a better place based off of what you would personally recommend, based off the results of this lawsuit? How long before you can kind of get it together, pull up your pants and go, like, you know, we all pull up our, we have to tighten our belts a little bit and move forward. How long till the city of Scranton is in a better place?
Well, I think it would roughly take 3 years. 3 years, maybe less. Here's why. We're talking about, let's say, they're taxing excessively, right? The budget is $30 million over budget. That's $30 million that could be circulating into a local economy. That's $30 million that could be used to improve homes, build businesses, patron businesses. That's $30 million that can create jobs. That's missing from the city. Just put that, that in perspective.
Okay.
And the only reason it's missing is because of a failure, refusal to deal with the realities, to change the old school, old boys network mentality that has crippled this city. Again, if you look into the budget, I was contacted about the school board recently. It's a fine example where they asked me, what do you think about the school board? I'm asking questions about the budget, and no one can give me answers. It's a $168 million budget, but no one knows where the money is going. How can the city of Scranton honestly expect anyone to take it seriously in terms of its need for these taxes when they can't fairly account for what they're doing with their money? Show me why you need the money first. Right? Show me why. Why do you need this excessive taxation? Why are you such a particular case that other municipalities in Pennsylvania can run their municipalities without breaking the law, but you're an exception? You need to do it. Why?
I mean, these are questions you want answered. And you want to answer?
Absolutely. It's only fair.
You don't have to answer. You could say no comment. Have you been in contact with the Mayor-elect Cognetti?
We have been back and forth on Facebook. She gave me a number. I'm supposed to meet up with her, and I'm going to definitely try to do so this week. Because, again, I'm not an antagonist to the city or to administration. I believe this is a great opportunity for us, to have a chance to say, you know what? We have a visible, visceral indication that something is wrong. If the city needs to break the law to make its budget, something is obviously seriously wrong. We need to figure out what that is and deal with it. And now we have the proper pretext or the proper position of why we need to deal with it. We're breaking the law. Something is wrong. We're not an exception.
Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time. I'd love to say, Gary, this is Gary St. Fleur we're talking to here. You were one of the candidates for mayor of Scranton. You had this 3-year lawsuit. The judge came down and said the city of Scranton is overcharging taxpayers by $10 million a year. How many years has that been going on for? I meant to ask you that earlier.
I believe they stopped it at 4 years going back, but it's probably based on our calculations for the past 20 years.
Oh, lovely. That's
right?
Great.
Yeah, and the thing is that, let's be fair. People manage their budgets. Why can't the city of Scranton do so? Why does it need all this excess money?
Yeah.
How is it going to help a city that's distressed by levying more cost on it? Again, it doesn't make any sense that people are struggling, so you want to take more from them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
There are, like, I'm going to paraphrase a couple texts. There are some people who love what you have to say, and this is what happened when we talked the first time. And I love the way you think. I don't know if I necessarily agree with everything you say, but I love how you think, and you want to hold people accountable, and that's cool. But there are some people who wonder if you're getting in the way. I see your intentions, I think, are good. I think that you have to get over some of this you have to get past this ugliness, and it might get a little uglier till you clear the path and start improving this city. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're going to have to address some of the real ugly truths about the city before you can fix these problems.
Yeah, it's the thing where I get it, a bad situation. It's so bad that sometimes you want to turn a blind eye because dealing with it will uncover this ugliness, create animosity, create hard feelings. But, hoping that we understand maturity and being adults, that's part of being mature, that there are times where a situation gets so bad. Hopefully it doesn't get that bad. But when it does get that bad, there is no other course but to confront it. Turning away from it will only make things worse. And when people say that, I'm stopping on recovery, give me the numbers. What recovery? Because they keep saying things are getting better. But if you talk to the people on Main Street, if you talk to people in their homes, they're losing their homes. Their property taxes are driving them out of their homes. Houses can't be improved, and there are lack of job growth in the city. So in terms of recovery, there is no recovery. There's only recovery on paper because the city of Scranton, in terms of the government, is doing well. But the government is nothing without the people. This is America. Right. The people are the government. So if the people aren't doing well, then the city isn't doing well.
Right. Again, it's Gary St. Floyd. Look, good talking to you. You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens in the next weeks, months, years to come. But you keep exposing all this stuff. And to me, it's almost like an intervention. Just holding an intervention doesn't cure someone of their addiction. It's the first step that might get them to a better place. But it's awkward as all hell at the very beginning. And that's kind of where I feel like the city's at.
Indeed.
So. Hey, Gary, we'll talk again, okay?
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.